HSBC's group chairman Douglas Flint is non-committal about where HSBC will base its headquarters in the years ahead. He was speaking during an informal shareholders meeting in Hong Kong, following reports that the bank is looking at the possibility of quitting London for Hong Kong, as a big jump in UK taxes on banks makes staying in Britain increasingly painful. Britain raised taxes on banks by a third last month. 4 years ago, HSBC said it would review its domicile in 2015, but it declined to comment if or when any review might occur. Mr. Flint said the bank would look at the issue once regulatory environment in Britain is clear.
We've said to you for some time, it's a very complex issue. We've had 7 years now of regulatory reform, which has made the landscape very difficult to understand in terms of where it will land, and it's very difficult to plan your future when you don't know whether the regulatory reform agenda is complete, and it's been a very international change program. That continues, although a great deal has been done. There were something like 14 consultation papers produced at the end of last year, which we're going our way through at the moment. But what I can say is that we're beginning to see the final shape of regulation, the final shape of structural reform. And as soon as that mist lifts sufficiently, we will once again start to look at where the best place for HSBC is. And I think I know what you think it is.
Mr. Flint also said he's surprised by last month's increase of the UK banking tax. In answering a question from a shareholder, Mr. Flint said increased taxes have limited the bank's ability to pay more dividends to its shareholders.
As a simple matter of arithmetic, any additional money we pay in taxes, banking taxes or any kind of taxes, reduce the pool of funds available to pay dividends. Now, our ambition is obviously to continue... to the extent that we can, to maintain a progressive dividend, notwithstanding that headwind. But you are absolutely right that that does diminish the pool of money available for distribution.
And that was HSBC's group chairman, Douglas Flint. Well, to comment on this, we're joined on the line by stock activist David Webb. Good evening.
Good evening.
Now, HSBC moved from Hong Kong to London in 1993 when it bought Midland Bank. So is it worth it changing domicile again, do you think?
Well, it's something that they should certainly look at quite closely, and it wouldn't necessarily be back to Hong Kong, but they should optimise their affairs, as any company should, so as to pay as little tax as possible within the law. And that might mean, for example, having a listing in Bermuda, like the Jardine Group has from 1984 onwards.
So do you think that the cost of changing domicile would be cheaper than paying UK taxes?
Well, they'll have to weigh that up. When I said listing, I meant domicile. If you could change the country of incorporation of the parent company, which is currently UK, HSBC Holdings PLC, or in Standard Chartered's case, ditto, and instead have a subsidiary in the UK, a subsidiary in Hong Kong, and an offshore holding vehicle, so that they pay tax on all the business that they do in each place, but they don't have to pay tax on business they're not doing in those places.
Yes, because it also, I mean, they put up the tax by a third last month in the UK, and it also seems that the Labour Party is also keen to further increase UK bank tax.
Yes, and it may look populist, but if it drives away headquarters and jobs that go with it, then it may be counterproductive. Both parties during the current election will need to think quite carefully about what they really want to do there, and also whether they want to create a business-friendly image for the UK, or one in which they look opportunistically at profitable companies and grab their profits. It would probably be better if they focused on closing the loopholes that have been exploited by companies like Starbucks and Amazon to pay very minimal UK tax by using various offshore games to make their sales through Luxembourg and so forth.
Now, there was, at the meeting, he basically said he could perhaps anticipate what shareholders wanted. But do you think that, there is a chance that HSBC could move back to Hong Kong? And if so, what would that mean for Hong Kong?
Well, I think it's possible that they could, or that they might move to Bermuda or Singapore or somewhere like that. In Standard Chartered's case, Singapore seems more likely because the government there owns 19% of Standard Chartered. And also one of their biggest institutional investors is based in Singapore, Aberdeen. So it's possible that if they move to Hong Kong, in HSBC's case, it would mean more senior people here, probably a larger occupation of offices and high-end residential property. And it wouldn't mean much for the Hong Kong tax man, though, because they already pay tax on their Hong Kong business, Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation, which is the subsidiary of HSBC, and they would continue to do that.
David Webb, thank you.